They're great.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Uh-huh. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
KLIF 1190, Charlie and Harrigan,
the Don and Mike Show.
Wonder what Roberto Gonzalez is doing right now.
Let's check in with him.
A couple of pain in the ass jackholes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
He's speedy, all right.
Oh, yes, he is.
Website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Does the expression shut your ass up ring any bells?
Oh, come on, you'll have a good time there. Yeah. Stand by for news and comments with Buzz. We're working on.
Oh, how was it? How was it the second time? On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate it?
Bailey.
Very good.
Bailey.
Very, very good. The taste of bile. Enjoy it again the second time.
We are working on getting someone to come in and host this whole big thing for us, the fantasy football thing. Uh-huh.
Yes, our fantasy football draft.
A buzz.
Yes.
Can you smell the PR? I don't believe this.
What? What have you found?
American Idol. They've already started it. Simon Cowell, according to Paula Abdul, is upset because Ryan Seacrest is getting so much publicity.
I think it's BS.
Yeah.
I think
I'm
it's
not happy.
It's total fabrication. There's just no way. I mean, I do believe those guys get along with each other, and they're making more money than Jesus, both of them.
Right.
I don't think they could care less what he's doing.
Who wouldn't be happy? Paula Abdul says to Fox News, he's crawling out of his skin. Mm-hmm. It's hurtful for Simon to see Ryan getting all the glory.
No, not a chance. Yeah. That's made up.
Shut up.
I mean, they might even, it might be sloppy old Paula popping off on it. I don't think it's true. Yeah. Or it might be a publicist telling Paula to say that.
Then let me see. The alleged cast list for Dancing of the Stars, which they'll announce tomorrow here, is the final list. Mm-hmm. From 90210, it's Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Okay.
Wayne Newton, as we mentioned.
Yes.
Mark Cuban from the Dallas Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Scary Spice will participate in the show. She will not be a dancer. The list also has Giselle, the supermodel. I can't pronounce her last
Bunchen.
Name.
Bunchen.
That's her.
Giselle Bunchen.
Ah.
Bunchen. Yes, Mr. Bunchen.
Hello, Giselle.
Yes, for Giselle. With the big tall legs. Und hier, you look like you're 7 feet tall.
Bunchen.
Aaron Carter. Jane Seymour. Floyd Merriweather Jr.
Good, a boxer.
And, hold on, let me see. Nia Peebles. And I believe the best wild card of all time.
Yes.
Lou Ferrigno.
Hey, right. I think they've got a winning formula. They do have some name power on that show. I think it'll be very interesting to watch. And I'd like to see, I'm rooting for Wayne.
And then here are your judges for the next great American band. This is the American Idol show that's going to be about a rock band.
Right. I'm not interested already.
Here are your judges. Your judges are Sheila E.
Yeah.
Right.
Great drummer.
Johnny Resnick, who used to be in the Goo Goo Dolls,
mm-hmm.
and then, of course,
is that the lead singer for the Goo Goo Dolls?
I think so. And then a guy from Australian Idol who has a British accent. His name is Dicko Dixon.
And are we to understand that he's going to be the Simon of the show?
Yes, he is.
Of course.
Because you can't have any show now without a Simon.
Let's do the formula.
Looks like baby vomit.
Well, I like Dancing with the Stars. I might take a peek at that, but I don't like the idea of the band show.
That's a great lineup. I mean, I'm going to vote for Lou Ferrigno.
Can you imagine him? And he's going to be dancing.
Every week.
Yeah. Right?
Yes,
he's
going to
be dancing.
Yes.
He's been on our show. I root for him. I really do. Sure. Wayne and Lou.
That's his first show since King of Queens.
We should.
Do you have that?
When does
they didn't run it today.
It's always about King of Queens.
How many days, Robbie?
16 days, Don. They're going to have 2 episodes every night. Some of them will have Lou Ferrigno.
Anyway, we should try to get the self-loathing Tom Bergeron back on the show before that thing opens up all the way.
Absolutely, Tom Bergeron. I loathe myself.
All right, that's all I had. Buzz, you don't have that in your news,
pretty
do you?
Good. No, I didn't have any of that
stuff.
All
right, well, here
we go. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Here's what I have. Hi, Don and Mike. Houston Rockets point guard Rafer Alston has been arrested. He's accused of slashing a man's throat in a trendy New York nightclub called Stereo. Police say an argument turned into a brawl and that Alston pulled a knife. It's the second.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
This is the one more time. It's the second time in 3 weeks the 31-year-old NBA star has been arrested. He was picked up August 5th for going off on a parking attack.
This is a brawl in a nightclub, and he pulls a knife and cuts a guy's throat?
That's what police are alleging,
yes. Jesus.
That's right.
I've never heard of this guy. Who is he?
Rafer Alston, a point guard for the Houston Rockets.
No.
Was Alton Brown involved in it at all?
No.
How about Sean Kingston?
No, he was not involved either.
I wish we had the music. But
I broke that.
You broke it.
I broke that CD with beautiful girls on it. Sorry, Mike.
A fit of anger. There was trouble outside the Georgia Dome last night in Atlanta between some fans who support Michael Vick and some who don't. It happened just before the game against Cincinnati. Police intervened and separated the two groups. An animal rights activist was threatening to press charges.
I had to wonder every time I was watching that game last night, they go to the shot of people in the crowd with the Vick jerseys, and they're pulling them out from their chest, like, you know people
right.
Are like, you know,
yeah.
It's right here. Uh-huh. It's right. Look what I'm wearing. It's right here.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that say on the day that he's announced he's killed dogs?
It says they're idiots.
They won't let it go.
I think that's exactly what it says. Mm-hmm. It says they're idiots and they don't really care about certain things.
We got a tape of my man Joe. I like Joe Horn. When he played for New Orleans, he was great. Here is Joe Horn, who now plays for the Atlanta Falcons.
I've talked to Mike today, and I've been talking to him every other day since he's been going through this. And I told him, hey, man, no one's perfect. I mean, I love you as a friend. And he knows that he has to go on through life and learn. And he's learned a lot through this ordeal. And he'll learn a lot more in life. And he just said he's sorry for what he done. And everybody knows that. And I just said, listen, I'm on your side. And a lot of other people are on your side. So stay positive. Do what you have to do. And we'll move on. And hopefully he can come back and be a part of the NFL.
Joe Horn.
And I like what Joe Horn had to say. I mean, that's it. I think, for a friend of his, that's exactly what a guy should say.
I found myself rooting for Atlanta last night, not in the same way, certainly, but almost like the way that everybody rooted for the Saints.
After Katrina?
Oh, yeah.
Because it was
right. They've been hit.
I watched last night. It's like they got retarded Joey Harrington at quarterback, and the place is half empty, and half the people that are there have Michael Vick shirts on. Mm-hmm. It's like
just misguided.
They don't have
like a city that's taking a body blow.
You know, they don't have a chance to win anything. And they're playing Cincinnati. They won the game. I found myself rooting for the Falcons.
And lots of people in the stands were wearing the Michael Vick jerseys. That just surprises me. I don't get it. Mm. Is that to say they're associating him with Atlanta? I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
I don't know. I tried to find some clarity today on that ridiculous ESPN show that's on in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
With that, speaking of horsewomen,
right.
John, who is that horse of a woman on that First and Ten show?
Dana Jacobson.
I'm wanting to watch this show to see some discussion.
See if anybody talks about it?
About Michael Vick.
Did they ignore it?
Yeah. Yesterday, it was nonstop arguing about Michael Vick.
Yeah. Right.
But I was ready for some more of it today. When I turned on that show today, they were doing a special about college mascots. And on the day after Michael Vick announced he was guilty, with the biggest sports day in I don't know how long, I turn it on at 10 o'clock, and she says, hi, good morning. Well, as you can see, I'm sitting here next to, Billy Big Ball, and it's the guy wearing the gigantic Michigan Spartan head.
Well, they're hard to get. That was probably the only day that they could get those guys. That's probably why they had to confine their discussion to college mascots. You have to admit, though, all mascots equal funny.
Yes.
Especially when they really fight each other.
But I'm telling you, this show is retarded because they she goes, we'll be talking more about Michael Vick, and then they come over and they start sitting on her lap.
Right.
Silly costume.
Atlanta's going to have a brand new mascot. They're not going to use the bird anymore.
No.
They're not going to use the falcon. They're going to use Pity the pit bull. It's going to be Pity.
Pity, I like that.
Pity will be out there.
Cut the jibba jabba.
P-I-T-T-Y, Pity the pit bull.
I pity the pit bull.
Pity will be coming out there, and it'll be what it will be a, it'll be the stuffed dog. Like McGruff the crime dog, but a little stockier, with a big collar with spikes on it, and then boxing gloves.
A-T-T-I-C.
And Pity the Pitbull will be out there. Uh-huh. It'll be, that's right. And then Pity the Pitbull will look down his shirt and spell attic.
Because yesterday, ESPN was the destination on your dial. If you wanted to see people arguing about the things that had nothing to do with Michael Vick, but somehow were related to it.
Right.
And it's like today, they must have gotten some instant audience feedback that they went way over the top
too
yesterday.
Much coverage.
Just like, good morning. We'll be talking about Michael Vick, and of course the Red Sox play the Yankees. But first, How about these crazy mascots?
Bring in the mascots now. So there was talk about Red Sox Yankees. They
were talking about that.
Was there any talk about the fact that even if the Yankees were to sweep in the Bronx this week, that the Red Sox would be five games in front still?
She said.
Because they're now eight games in front of the Yankees.
That chick on ESPN said that she's pretty sure that if the Yankees won, that Mike O'Mara would get the red ass.
Yeah, right. I probably would. And incidentally, with an eight-game lead going into this series.
Yes.
A little comfort, but not a lot.
I think
still the potential of disaster. You're playing each other, a few more times before the end of the season.
I think you have a chance to be a swinging dick here. I think you guys.
Yeah, I don't want to be yet.
I think you. Knock
I think
them
that'll
out.
Hex me if I do that.
I think you knock them out this weekend.
Well, who knows? I mean, it is the Yankees Red Sox. That's why I'll be watching it tonight, tomorrow night, and Thursday night. I'm very, very excited. Tonight.
This is your time.
I'll be wearing my Wally the Monster outfit tonight. Great mascot from Fenway Park.
More audio now from Alberto Gonzalez.
Oh, good.
Very good. And that's the end of the press conference. He ran, literally ran. You know, it's amazing because it looked like a clean floor. Excuse me. What was that?
I'm on my second beer.
Wow. Too many chewy granola bars for lunch today.
And how is it the former attorney general runs that fast and his sombrero never falls off?
It's amazing the way he kicks the dust up, too.
Yes.
Adios, senores.
There he goes. That sound, too.
Loved his music.
It's a little whistle that's got a little metal handle in it.
His glasses never fall off, either.
Never at all, and neither does his bandolier.
Or his kerchief.
He's bandolier made of cheese! His little red tie. I'm talking about the real guy.
Yeah, of course.
The real guy.
He's a wonderful human being.
Sure he is.
Safe home, Alberto.
Big Al.
The NFL's Travis Henry has just outscored a former NBA player, Sean Kemp, in baby mamas. Whereas Sean has seven
kids. This is Robert the Mailman.
By six women. Travis Henry of the Denver Broncos says he has nine. Oh, snap. Henry's done all this by the age of 28. Henry says he pays child support for seven of the nine kids, which, of course, can be darned expensive.
He's good at hitting the hole. He's a good running back. He hits the hole, Buzz.
He sure does. And as his lawyer explains it, Henry is, and I quote, a really committed father. That's why Travis Henry of the Broncos says his $25 million isn't enough to pay all the child support on time. After his million-dollar bonus earlier this year, Henry bought a Mercedes and some gold jewelry. So this guy walks into a stereotype. A judge has just ordered Travis Henry to set up a trust fund for his children. I believe, however, the children are our future, which brings us to Minnesota kids, the Minnesota kids who lost 9-2 last Wednesday in the Little League World Series.
Yeah, you know what I say? Beat the crap out of them. You know what we teach them in this country? Winners!
That's right.
I'm kidding, of course, Buzz.
The team from Coon Rapids, as you probably already know, congratulated the winners at the end of the game with spit shakes. They would spit on their hands and then shake an opponent's hand at the end of the game to congratulate them. People saw this on TV. The video went viral, spread like germs on a 12-year-old boy's hand. The team has now publicly apologized specifically to the Little League.
Okay, I didn't see this, and I want to be brought up to speed. Uh-huh. They lost the game?
Lost the game last
Wednesday. And then they spit on their hands before they...
spit on their hands as they were shaking hands with the
so
opposing
like
team.
So they were dissing the guys by spitting in their
well,
hands.
Well, I would say so.
They're boys. Right? How old are they, 12?
12.
12.
Well, it was the total opposite of those wonderful kids that gave the Japanese team a hug when they beat them.
The total opposite.
That was total sportsmanship, and it has to do with the coach.
Right. Do they still serve those at McDonald's?
Spit shakes?
Yeah.
Spit shakes. They're fantastic.
They're not as good as chocolate.
I like the Heath Bar spit shake.
Listen, I also understand the logic behind putting the Little League World Series on TV.
Uh-huh.
It's okay. You know, give those kids the thrill of a lifetime.
Right.
As long as we're on the topic of ESPN. Yeah. You know, these kids are going to be effed up enough for life with their type A parents already because yes. They're in.
Not the all of them, but most
no,
of them.
No, all
right.
of them, Mike. Because they're in the Little League World Series.
You know, it's funny, and I'm not just agreeing to agree, but by the time they get to that level,
uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, even the parents probably turn into type A parents.
But here's what a 12-year-old cannot handle. And hear me out on this.
Right.
When they're doing the top 10 plays of the day and they're showing Major League Baseball, and they're showing National Football League football. And then they say, oh, yeah, and here's little Johnny Spitcake who hit one out. I mean, he's going home, and he's saying to his friends, I'm number two on top plays.
Yeah, I'm on SportsCenter. It's the tradition. They've been doing it for a million years, and we all know the kind of parents. There are good and bad parents in that situation. You know the type of parents that, I mean, even when I was playing Little League, the other ones, and normally they got the kids. that are going to be the superstar, and they're going to be a little wrapped up.
But by the time they get to this level, what I don't like seeing is a 12-year-old, and I know that they're like this. I know that there are leagues, there are advanced leagues for kids and everything.
Yeah, the travel teams, that's how it works.
But when they're, you know, these 12-year-olds on TV, and, you know, they're backing out of the batter's box, and they're doing the thing, they're choking up, and they're stepping back, and they're like, come on, they're kids.
Be kids.
The kids, for God's sake.
That's right.
That's why Buzz?
That's why they spit on their hands.
Mike? We have breaking news from Sacramento. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, honey. We're doing great.
Good. I just wanted to let you know I do not live in Sacramento. I want to clear that up right now.
Okay. All right.
Dana Jacobson, the horsewoman you just referred to, used to be the sports anchor on a local Sacramento TV station.
There you have it.
Congratulations.
She was probably considered really good looking in Sacramento TV.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
She was probably the biggest, the best piece of ass on Sacramento TV.
Was she at all?
No.
All right.
No, and she wasn't the only female anchor for sports either.
And the best piece of ass on Sacramento TV is Mark S. Allen.
Oh, my God.
That's right. That's the guy.
Thank you for the call, honey.
Have a good day.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, honey.
And
bye-bye.
Mark all night.
Well,
the Little League team from Coon Rapids has apologized to the public, specifically to the Little League, and they've apologized.
Watch it. Just watch it.
That's
all.
Yeah. Word,
okay.
Apologized privately to the coaches and the members of the winning team. And I still believe the children are our future, and I will continue on that theme as we continue.
You love working Whitney in, don't you?
I do.
Children are our future as long as they're not in a stroller, as far as Buzz is concerned.
That's right.
You know, I may be the only person talking that knows of these two women, but they have a similar body type. The chick from Channel 9, Kim Martucci, and this lady from ESPN, Dana Jacobson.
Although you make fun just a little bit, there's a part of you I can tell that there's just a tiny little bit of attraction.
The girl from ESPN? No way.
No?
Okay. No way.
You sure?
First off, she's got no boobs, and she's got, like, Queen Latifah's ass. They had a shot of her today, turning around, dancing with one of these mascots.
Well, you know what I say when I hear that? Line me up.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. You want to play.
Fantastic.
You want to play.
I want to play tag, and I'm not talking about the graffiti either.
But if the who would you do would be with moosey women on TV,
right.
Do the girl on Channel 9 before the lady on ESPN.
Kim Martucci.
That's right.
I just like the name. Uh-huh. Kim Martucci.
Kim Martucci or Ann Curry?
Oh, come on now. Ann Curry's like a twig. We're talking about big Amazonian.
I'd go for Ann Curry, though.
I think she's very tall.
I'd go for Ann Curry.
I would do Kim Martucci before Ann Curry in a second.
No, it'd be Ann Curry. Ann would be all mine.
I think so.
I want to see Ann be a bad girl, not be the good girl that gets the good grades.
Ann Curry, I guarantee, is a lousy lay.
You might be right.
You know
but,
what you would hear? Oh, that hurts.
You know something? Well, that's with every woman. But I don't want to brag.
No,
I truly don't.
No, you don't.
I thought he sucked.
Thank you, Carl.
All right, Buzz.
Yes,
you had something about Whitney Houston, right?
No, about kids. More when we return.
Because Charlie and Harrigan.
I'm Charlie Brown.
I'm Irv Harrigan.
And Buzz believes that children are our future.
Right.
Yet he doesn't believe in God.
Go figure.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.